Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 327, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. O Lord, thy word to me remember, thou hast made me hope in thee. This my comfort in affliction, that thy word hath quickened me. And what follows, Psalter 327, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 27. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As Psalm 27, as Psalm of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me in thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord, then by renewal on this Lord's day, thou hast gathered us and our children together with the walls of thy house of prayer. Wilt thou make it a house of prayer indeed? Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up. May there have come up those with a sigh and a cry, but may it also be a house of thanksgiving. And Lord, of self we have neither. True prayer, true thanksgiving, that is a gift that comes from above. And thou will also be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Lord, may it in this evening hour, may it be a house of conversions, young and old. We all stand in need of the same. All hastening and traveling to a never-ending eternity. And there is but one step, one breath, one heartbeat between us and eternity. To that end, grant unto the young that they may be given to seek thee early. But older ones, when they are still standing outside, still excluded, still under thy curse, still under thy wrath, Lord, wilt thou remember them together with the elderly ones? But may it also be a house of comfort, comfort for comfortless ones that have learned of their sins, of their separation, that have tasted of the sweet things of the Lord, and that may find their life in the portion out of thy word, which we have read together, experienced precious things, but still waiting souls. Lord, be then a surprising God in this evening hour. Oh, do bless the means of grace, as thou wast promised in thy holy word. Thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Bless thy word in the church. Help the consistory to that end. And then another school year of instruction hopes to commence. And Lord, thus far, thou hast spared all the students, but it is to be feared. According to the doctors, that there may be an empty place, an handicapped daughter that had a serious surgery in the week gone by, and now in this evening hour, another surgery is required. And the doctors fear that the end is at hand. Then we commend her unto thee. Remember the family circle. For thee there is nothing too wonderful. Thou standest over everything. Thou could yet spare the brittle thread of life for each and every one. The most important is that one thing needful, to receive and to possess that only comfort. Then we can live and then we can die. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to instruct their dear children? Wilt thou bless our Christian school? Help the school board in their weighty and responsible task. May it please thee to grant traveling mercies to and fro. We commend unto the administration, the principals, the teachers, those that stand at their side, bind them all together around the old truths and the old ways to do their labors and dependency upon thee. And when daily thy word may be opened with a calling upon thy name, oh, make it a blessing for young and old, that this year of instruction, that it may be a special year, that it may be a prosperous year, and that shall especially be when thy word may be blessed to the hearts of young and old. Lord, we commend the students unto thee, the little students that begin. There can be many fears in their hearts. The students, the final year, those that have many talents, that they become not proud and that they use those talents. Those that have less talents, that they become not overly discouraged. May this school year, this year of instruction, may it be a year of many prayers that may be sent up unto thee. Also during the school day, we commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. We remember our theological school, the instructors and the student. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, all those in prison being tortured for the testimony of Jesus Christ. We commend unto thee the Jewish nation. Oh, may their eyes be opened, their understanding and their hearts. We commend unto thee our mission field. Wilt thou remember all Bible translators? Remember our nation. The sins are great and manifold. The unborn murdered, O Lord. Wilt thou open their eyes, that they may be given to see what a terrible thing it is to murder a child in the womb when there are those at their wits' end. May they be given to turn unto thee. The Sabbath day desecrated, seventh commandment trampled upon, O Lord. Wilt thou keep us and our dear children, also respecting the two roses which thou hast left upon the earth after our deep fallen Adam. May love abound in the family circles, husband and wife, parents and children. When it is not, may there be amends while it can yet, and while it may yet. Remember all the temporal needs. They are also manifold. We remember widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones to the grave. We commend unto thee our elderly. Remember our care home. 'Tis a mourning family by renewal. Where it is pleased thee to remove one of the residents out of their midst. And this past week, brought to the grave, wilt thou sanctify the callings in that place and work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Remember all under the physician's care in special ways, the dreaded disease, undergoing treatments, waiting for treatments, others that struggle with continual pain, others with weariness of the body, also other conditions, the different circumstances are most perfectly known unto thee, not outside of thy providence. And, O Lord, above all, may that special speaking be used for the saving of never-dying souls. We remember the handicapped ones, the crosses, the burdens known, the ones that are unknown, very few, or perhaps the alone, those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. And Lord, when in our family circles, may be prosperous, all in the land of the living, all healthy, no profound difficulties. May then we be given to pause oftentimes and a little bewilderment of thy goodness and of thy mercy, and that it may be thy goodness and thy mercy that leadeth to that true repentance that shall only take place when it may be accompanied By thy Holy Spirit, may we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Continue to provide the daily bread for our family circles. Thou hast yet remembered the thirsty earth with refreshing showers. Lord, may it please thee in this evening hour to grant refreshing showers of thy Holy Spirit. To that end, open thy word. Grant a few words to speak, and that in this hour that we may be given to believe what we speak, and then also to speak what we believe. Lord, go so from bench to bench, from heart to heart, those lawfully hindered from dwelling to dwelling, and grant thy indispensable blessing. Everything that we forget, forget it not. Bless what stands in need of thy blessing. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 144, the six stanzas. O God, the God that saveth me, remove my guilty stains, and I will sing thy righteousness in grateful, joyous strains. And what follows, Psalter 144, the six stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism and by renewal for Lord's Day 1. Question 1. What is thy only comfort in life and death? Answer that I with body and soul, both in life and death, am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood hath fully satisfied for all my sins and delivered me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my heavenly Father, and not a hair can fall from my head, yea, that all things must be subservient to my salvation, and therefore by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me sincerely willing and ready henceforth to live unto him. Question 2. How many things are necessary for thee to know that thou enjoying this comfort mayest live and die happily? Answer 3. The first, how great my sins and miseries are. The second, how I may be delivered from all my sins and miseries. The third, how we shall express my gratitude to God for such deliverance. The only comfort in life and in death. An extremely important question. An incredibly rich answer. And an experiential necessary knowledge. What is thy only comfort in life and death? The Catechism was composed in a time of persecution. It is true, many times localized persecution. I think of William Tyndale. You know who that man was, boys and girls. That was a Bible translator. He was burned at the stake in 1536. In France, the persecution was increasing in 9 years. In 1572 would be the massacre of St. Bartholomew. Caspar Olivianus, he could tell from experience what it was to be in prison for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then congregation, then the importance of our first question of our book of instruction. That comes closer by. That becomes more reality. Then we could ask those who have not denied their Savior when they were led to the stake, what is now thy only comfort in life and death. Then we have spoken of the need for comfort. Also our forms, they speak so honestly. The form for the administration of holy baptism speaks of a continual death, and marriage generally many afflictions. No children and young people, not to discourage you, because when we look round about us in this world, then there is so much discourages, and then it is clear that the judgments of the Lord are at hand. That the footsteps of King Jesus are being heard. And then is it not an important question? What is thy only comfort in life and death? But also David has said, there is but one step between us and death. We know not how long our journey shall be, and therefore, young and old, what an important question. And now then, the last time we have not spoken, were so many, especially in our day, that have left God's word, that are given to seek their comforts in the sinful things of the world. And then according to God's word, then also here in the time, then we can expect many troubles and many tribulations. Think of the kings of Judah. The God-fearing kings, they were greatly blessed. And those that have forsaken the Lord and his testimonies, the Lord has sent many troubles. Then how many there are in this world concerning their troubles, that they tried to drown them out by alcohol, by substance abuse. But now, young and old, it is such a personal question. What is thy, boys and girls, young people? Have you now thought upon that question? In the week gone by, have you now bowed your knees and told the Lord that you need that only comfort, that you desire that comfort? Have you asked the Lord for a heart that fears him, that loves him, that hates sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Older ones in my midst, how is it with our temporal comforts? No, not to despise them. Ah, the riches of the goodness of the Lord. But it is too short for eternity. Paul has written to Timothy that we bring nothing into this world and we shall take nothing out. And then there is one thing needful. Even when the Lord spares us for 100 years, and that is a long time, That is about a 60th of the existence of this world. But, oh, and children, when you have grandparents, then ask them about their time, how quickly it has went by. And then they shall tell you, I have been young like you. And I thought I had an ocean of time, but now we have become old, and eternity cannot be so far away, and what a blessing it is when grandparents, when they may speak to their family circles at times of that only comfort in life and in death. When we read this answer and question, then we would think that everyone from the youngest to the oldest would be earnestly seeking for that comfort and no rest until that comfort is found and the Lord has a people upon the earth that have experienced by the grace of God what it is to be restless and comfortless, experienced that they need the Lord and His righteousness. How has it been in the past week? Oh, we have fallen so deeply. We are in a farming community. And if you have a pen of pigs and you catch them, then when there are a few remaining, then how excited they become, because they know they are next. But how is it with the children of men, O older ones in my midst? It is not yet too late, but how oftentimes the older, the colder, may we be given to beg the Lord fervently for the wonderful work of grace in the hearts of young and old. 'Tis the command in Psalm 2 verse 12, kiss the son lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. Then in this first Lord's Day, then that comfort is so richly explained. Oh, not so many words, but how the instructors were given light in a few words to describe the portion of the people of God. And then in the answer, then we read, and that question and answer is believed. O Caspar Olivianus, a young man exercised with the things of the Lord, has learned what sin was in the Roman Catholic Church, and of course in that church the Lord still had a remnant. But then they have come under wrong instructors. They had to work out their own salvation. They called it grace, but it was a religion of works. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that learn what they read in Romans 3 verse 20, that by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified in his sight. And then there was an old priest that has spoken so tenderly and so fatherly to him concerning the only way to be saved. And then he has spoken these words, "My boy, you never forget that God's people of all ages, even in the Old Testament, found their comfort in life and death by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Are there a few souls in my midst as that Caspar Olivianus? What simple words. Of course, they need to be applied by the work of the Holy Spirit. What is thy only comfort in life and death? That I with body and soul, both in life and death." Then the instructors have mentioned the body before the soul and life before death. We can also become over spiritual. And the instructors, they are stressing that the comfort for the true people of God, that is not only a comfort at the end when they are called to cross the river, the Jordan of death, but that is a comfort that is experienced here already in the time that they are given to taste of heavenly things. It is a prepared people, a far prepared place. And when the Lord begins, when he opens our eyes, when he sheds that love abroad in our heart, when we are drawn by the Spirit, then we are in beginning given to taste something of the comfort of the living God. That I with body and soul, both in life and death, there have been those that have been so foolish to ask, "Lord, convert me," but not yet. They first desire to serve the world, but boys and girls, you can understand that that is a very foolish prayer. Oh, then we must pray, "Lord, has a Solomon and not written in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." We have experienced in our midst that also the young have been ushered into eternity. Jonah Beekman, the handicapped daughter, had a serious surgery this past week. And then in this evening hour, another surgery she needs to have. But the doctors fear that she shall not come through the surgery. Oh, the need that in today that we may be given to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. And then the instructor has continued, am not my own. And in the deepest sense of the word, we think we are our own. Think we are our own boss. But that is not the case, congregation. Because in our deep fall, in our covenant at Adam, we have given ourselves to the devil. We have come under his banner. Jesus has says it so in John 8, verse 44. Still a great blessing to be under the external administration of the covenant. Also under the prayers of the church, then especially there, then the Lord limits that power of the devil. So young people, never leave the truth. Many in our day, they are given over. But now when the instructor may say, am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Then a great wonder has taken place. That is that wonder of regeneration. That in the moment of the Lord's good and sovereign pleasure, that such a one is taken from under the banner of the Prince of Darkness and placed under the banner of Jesus Christ. Then they become new creatures in Christ Jesus. As I read in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, and that is not a work that takes place outside of herself, but that is a work that is experienced in our heart. Thus not an unconscious regeneration, no, because then the wonder takes place. That does not mean the Lord is so free and sovereign. That does not mean that every soul can tell at the exact moment the sermon when that has taken place, but they shall know that something has taken place, and then it all becomes so different. And when we read that the instructors may say, that was by the assurance of faith and by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit that I am not my own. When the Lord works, then they become exercised with those matters. And how does that now become evident in their heart and in their life? Then they receive new desires. They receive new longings. Then everything becomes new. Then old things pass away. Then they are given indeed to believe that there is a God. Given to believe that I have a soul, given to believe that I must die given to believe in a never-ending eternity. And then they begin to ask where the psalmist of Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, but it is all a fruit of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, that I am not my own. Oh, then the instructors in this first Lord's Day, then they are given to stress the necessity to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, that I am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. I read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 that God is faithful who have called you into the fellowship of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our answer, it is an introduction, a summary of what the instructors hope to explain in the following Lord's Day. Savior, to be saved from our sins, Jesus Christ, who is the anointed. And then how have they become the property of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, how have they become a little lamb and a sheep of the good shepherd, oh, young and old? When we may come in that flock, then everything is well. And that faithful Savior, he shall never forsake the work that he has begun. Or do you think that the Spirit shall draw, that the Lord shall shed his love abroad in the heart, that a soul is given to experience the good things of the Lord, that godly sorrow also after sin it is so missed, because young and old, we need to experience more than some feelings and emotions and a change. We need to become new creatures. And now the instructors, oh, they have become the property of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Christ has received this church as a gift from the Father, as they read in Psalm 2, verse 8. Then Christ has purchased them, we read thereof, with his precious blood. Oh, the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sins, congregation. There is no sinner too black, no sinner too vile, but it is so clearly written that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Oh, what a precious testimony for burdened sinners, for sinners that have learned the exceeding sinfulness of sin, for sinners that have learned that they can never pay that debt. Then the instructors at the beginning already given to declare the riches of grace, that none need to despair, and that we may be aroused to a holy jealousy, because young and old, what shall you do with your sins when you appear before the Lord? Then they need to be pardoned in this precious blood, because if that is not taken place, then we are forever lost, and then we shall never be enabled to make that payment, but then we must be punished to all eternity. And if fully satisfied for all my sins, oh, he has left his Father's dwelling, he has come upon this earth that was cursed on account of our sins. We read in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 that he was made sin, and in Galatians 3 that he was made the curse. He has taken the sins and the curse of his children, and he has satisfied justice. We read in this answer different times that word all, and delivered me from all the power of the devil. No, does not say that the church is delivered from the temptations of the devil and the assaults of the devil and the mockery of the devil. Oh, how the devil can pester his people sometime by day and by night, but the victory lies sure. And the devil can do no more than the Lord permits. Oh, that is a purchased church, and the Lord shall watch over that church, and delivered me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me the preservation of the saints. Ah, there is a Christendom that tell us that we must believe ourselves, and we must believe that is the command of the King. But congregation, nowhere in the Scriptures, and the Lord has a people that experiences, and nowhere in the Scriptures does it say that we can believe. But now the instructors are given to extol the free and sovereign grace of God, and therefore, young and old, it is possible for us and our children. It is true, the Lord is so sovereign, the Lord is just in all his ways, but has the prophet Ezekiel not declared, I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them? And the Lord has promised those true seekers that they shall become finders. Have we not recently heard from Matthew 11 verse 12 that the violent shall take the kingdom of heaven by force? And so preserves me, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand, being confident of this very thing. He which has begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That without the will of my Heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. Then the instructors, they are given to speak of something very little. It's not so big, boys and girls. One hair shall not fall to the ground without the will of God. And thereby the instructors are saying, when we speak that the Lord in his providence has the smallest things, the smallest details of our life in his hand, then of course it includes also larger things. Matters which we cannot understand, matters which we cannot fathom, but matters that need to be believed. Let us first sing. Psalter 53, the 5 stanzas. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. And what follows, Psalter 53, the 5 stanzas. yea, that all things must be subservient to my salvation. The instructors have not said some things. The instructors have not said most things. The instructors have not explained it in this way, that when the soul can see it, when the soul can understand it, no, the instructor has also based this statement, what is written in God's Word concerning the true child of God. And when the Lord sends trials, mysteries, unfathomable ways, and it can seem so incomprehensible, could seem so mysterious, Peter has written to the churches in 1 Peter 4 verse 12 concerning a strange way. But Paul has written to the Romans in Romans 8 verse 28, for we know that all things work together to good, for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. And for the true child of God, how it can be tested as the gold in the fire. And then Christ has said unto his disciples, what I do is now thou knowest not. And then in those mysterious ways, even more so, when prayers are not answered, when the enemy seems to conquer, have read out of Psalm 27 the precious confession of a David. Oh, he was given to believe and trust, although still surrounded by enemies, that the Lord had everything in his hand. But there were also times in the time of David that he could not see it, could not understand it, that is not so necessary, but neither could he believe it with the anointing oil upon his forehead. And then he has said in 1 Samuel 20, but one step between me and death. And 1 Samuel 27, one day I shall fall into the hand of the Lord. It is called the mystery of providence. And under those mysterious ways, then how the church can be tossed to and fro and question whether they are not really a dove, whether they are now really a sheep, even a little lamb of that good shepherd. But the instructor's words confirmed, and of course, we know the outcome. Have special examples in the Bible. Joseph, a young man of 17 years old. What a blessing when in the church there may be such, so exercised with the things of the Lord, with the promise, beautiful dreams, and sold by his brothers in Egypt, house of Potiphar, falsely accused, and present Joseph, where is now the God that thou serveth? But we do read a few times in those years that the Lord showed mercy, all things subservient to my salvation. Genesis 50, verse 20, when Joseph said to the brothers, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to keep many people alive. The book of Esther, sometimes called the book of God's providence. And then how mysterious. And Esther went to the king, the golden scepter stretched out at the banquet. Esther, what is now thy request? And her mouth was sealed. Oh, how mysterious, Esther, the Lord has inclined the heart of the king. You may come to that banquet with the need of your people. There's a desperate case. And then a closed mouth. What I do is now thou knowest not. And then further. And therefore by his Holy Spirit also assures me of eternal life. He assures his people by the marks of grace, speaking through his word, the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Am I thine or am I not? Has that ever become our question? John Newton, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft that causes anxious thought. Am I thine or am I not? Or has that never become our question? Is that not so important to be one of his? Oh, how shall we then do? When we are called to stand before our Maker. But now the instructors, the second question concerning the three points that are needful to know. Lord's Day number 2 speaks of the first, so we shall combine that question, the Lord willing, next time. But now the instructors, they give very clear evidence of those that truly are his. Does not mean that those souls can, is their desire. But the Lord teaches his people step by step. They have so much to learn, much to unlearn, much to relearn. But now the instructors, they come very low. That in this evening hour, each and every one may examine, oh, it's not the foundation, but the evidence and the fruit. And then we read, and makes me sincerely willing and ready. Thus that speaks of a new heart that hates sin, that loves the Lord, that cannot live, cannot die without the Lord. And then by the grace of God, then we become a servant and a handmaiden. think of Saul. Lord, who art thou? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And then there shall be a hating and fleeing of sin. And not all that compromise, because then we are given to see how worthy the Lord is to be feared, to be served, an impression of his attributes, and to experience the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that causes separation. And then we are given to seek the Lord early, sincerely, does not forced. The Lord has volunteers. He still invites in this evening. Is still room for us and our children. And it's all without money and without price. But then the instructors have closed that answer and makes me sincerely willing and ready henceforth to live unto him. How is it now with that last statement? Young and old, how is that now? How is it with our hearts? The Lord knows what lives in our hearts. Lord also knows in this evening whether we can say before an all-knowing God, "Ach, Lord, my sins are great and manifold, but thou knowest all things. Thou knowest what has become the most important in my life. Oh, thou knowest that I know the bitterness of sin. Ah, Lord, it is true. I do not hold it for mourning, but the mourning of the dove, that is not a strange matter. Lord, thou knowest all things. I love thee. I love thy word. I love thy law. I love thy house. I love thy institutions. I love thy people, Lord. Above all things, I need thee. I need to be saved. I need a God for my heart, a surety for my guilt, a Savior for my soul. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And makes me willing and ready henceforth to live unto him. Oh, young and old, word is missed. May you be given to beg for it, and the Lord in his mercy. Because with his answer, with his knowledge, then we can live, and then we can die without. Then we are so poor, so miserable, the prophet has declared, and that is the hope of us and our children. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. And then verse 36, yet will I be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day. we had given a few words to speak. And we also need the pardoning of the imperfect performance of our duties. And then in this morning, we have heard of the dove. And in this evening, the blessings, the privileges, the benefits of the true dove of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, wilt thou be the after preacher? Wilt thou grant that the question, what is thy only comfort in life and death? That it shall not leave us alone, and that we may not receive rest till we may find experience what we have heard in this evening hour. Lord, then it is a privilege for thy true people when they may hear, if they deceive not themselves, what they have received, but also to hear what they yet miss, and that room may be made for a further leading and a new benefit. We may commence another week, then by renewal, we commend unto thee another school year of instruction. Remember at home, remember on the way, remember at work, remember all the serious sick. Wilt thou now return us safely to our dwellings? Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 426. The stanzas 7, 9, and 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? With joy I'll take the cup of his salvation and call upon his name with thankful vow. And what follows? Psalter 426, the stanzas 7, 9, and 10. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.